WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. President Donald Trump spent his first night at Walter Reed Medical Center after being flown there yesterday. He's taking experimental drugs as he combats COVID-19.
Before the president was hospitalized, he received a cocktail of two experimental drugs through an IV meant to supply antibodies to help him fight the infection. The one-time 8-gram dose from Regeneron Pharmaceuticals has not yet been approved for treating coronavirus. Trump is also taking over-the-counter supplements and medicines like zinc, vitamin D, the antacid famotidine, melatonin, and aspirin, which he takes to reduce the risk of heart attack or stroke. The president is a high-risk patient, and there are currently only two COVID-19 therapeutics with FDA approval for emergency use.
Fox's Aisha Hasni. The president is expected to stay at Walter Reed for the next few days. Before he left last night, he posted a video on Twitter.
I want to thank everybody for the tremendous support. I'm going to Walter Reed Hospital. I think I'm doing very well.
At this point, there are no plans to transfer power to the vice president. Others close to the president are also getting back positive COVID-19 test results, including the president's campaign manager, Bill Stepien, and former White House advisor, Kellyanne Conway. Stepien has flu-like symptoms and is now quarantining. Many are taking to Twitter to wish the president a speedy recovery, but others are tweeting they want the president to succumb to the virus.
Such tweets violate the company's abusive behavior policy, wishing or hoping serious harm on a person or group of people, and Twitter says they plan on suspending users who do so in the case of the president's illness. A statement from the social media giant says, "We're prioritizing the removal of content when it has a clear call to action that could potentially cause real-world harm." Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
An update on a story we brought you yesterday morning. A coyote that attacked three people and a dog in Rockville Thursday was rabid, according to the Maryland Department of Health. Montgomery County health officials want to talk to anyone else who may have had contact with the infected coyote. If you're going to Arlington National Cemetery, you'll once again be able to visit the JFK website. It's reopening to visitors after being closed for months because of COVID-19. You'll only be able to walk one way and will have to follow signs. Anyone visiting the cemetery needs to wear a mask and practice social distancing. The cemetery is now open to anyone who wants to go from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily. WMAL Sports, the Lakers now have a 2-0 series lead in the NBA Finals after beating the Heat 124-114 yesterday. Game 3 is tomorrow. Hall of Fame St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Bob Gibson died from pancreatic cancer at 84. The Cardinals confirmed Gibson's death shortly after a 4-0 playoff loss to San Diego ended the season. The final leg of horse racing's Triple Crown, the Preakness Stakes, runs today in an empty Pimlico race course. The race starts at 5:40 p.m. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Sunday on WMAL. Start your day with VA Sunday Magazine at 5. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Purity Products. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, Not Free America at 10, and Dr. Tom Rosell Live at 11. Real Estate Today at 7. And Sunday night at 9, it's Lawyer in Your Corner with Ryan Wilson on 105.9 FM WMAL.
TheWindowMan.com. Superior Altrex fiberglass replacement windows. Don't make the vinyl mistake. Are vinyl windows the right choice just because they're supposedly cheaper? Seriously. Replacement windows are a substantial investment and should only have to be replaced once. TheWindowMan.com. Altrex fiberglass replacement windows that last a house time. Now up to $1,000 off replacement window projects. TheWindowMan.com. See us for details.
The Window Man.
Based on the recent stock market slide, do you feel your money and investments are safe? Would a repeat of the market losses you experienced earlier in the year or in 2002 and 2008 derail your family's retirement plans? It's time to make a U-turn on your retirement strategy. This Saturday at 5 p.m., tune in to the U-Turn Equity Financial Hour with Tucker and Blake. They'll cover these financial topics and, more importantly, share little-known strategies to keep your money safe and discuss tax-free income. Join the conversation Saturday at 5 on WMAL.
WMAL traffic, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Arlington, watch out for an accident on the ramp from the southbound GW Parkway to go inbound on the 14th Street Bridge on 395 northbound. This is along the right side of the ramp, so stay to your left to avoid the crash activity. Also, you will still find the paving work taking place, causing very slow traffic on northbound 395 between Etzel Road and Seminary Road. Only one left lane gets through this work zone. Getting reports of a crash now in Fairfax County on Braddock Road in both directions, just east of Clifton Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL StormWatch 7 forecast.
High pressure making for a delightful start to the weekend. Sunny skies. It will be cool out there. Highs today in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, clear and chilly. Lows in the 40s throughout the region. For your Sunday, plenty of sunshine. I think we'll have some afternoon and evening clouds coming in. Highs in the upper 60s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the StormWatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at New Look Home Design. Listen, do you know the hardest part of completing a home improvement project is finding someone to do it? Imagine if the hardest part of grocery shopping was finding a store that had food. That's crazy. At New Look Home Design, their goal is to make getting a new roof easy. They install one roof every hour, so you know they have the experience necessary. And they offer TPT, total price transparency. They give line-by-line pricing, detailed measurements, and a 3D image of your roof so you know exactly what you're paying for. Find out why over 40,000 homeowners have trusted New Look. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials, plus qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. Don't you wish everything in life could be as easy as getting a New Look roof? Call 1-800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com for a free, no-obligation estimate. That's 1-800-279-5300, newlookhomedesign.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM, WMAL.
It's hour two of the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Thank you very much for being with us. And we're always joined on Saturday morning by John Gizzi. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com and Newsmax TV. John, good morning.
Good morning, Rick, and what a night it was.
Well, obviously, we're following the latest developments on President Trump and his diagnosis with COVID-19. What is the latest you're hearing on the president?
The president is resting comfortably at the Walter Reed Hospital, where yesterday he left the White House and arrived at the hospital. I might add, he left the White House in his usual business suit, looking as he always does. This is not someone who has been felled by the virus, but simply has the symptoms of the coronavirus. And he will rest there until doctors say he can come out, which effectively scotches the debate scheduled for October 15th. But it doesn't mean he's going to be in the hospital through the rest of the campaign, and we may see a newer and better Donald Trump emerge from Walter Reed. For now, all signs are that he's resting and that this is not anything that Americans should be nervous about.
John, we know the coronavirus hits each individual differently. Assuming the best for the president, where he quarantines for the 14 days and gets through this, what is the impact on the campaign?
Well, the impact on the campaign is that right now there's an absentee candidate that the president cannot have his Make America Great Again rallies. He cannot debate. He cannot issue pronouncements, although one has the impression after covering Donald Trump for the past 4 years that no hospital and no confinement to a hospital bed is going to keep him away from his tweeting. He certainly can campaign that way. And another thing, we have a long history in America of candidates who are hospitalized or injured who actually do well as their supporters carry on for them. When he made his first Senate race in 1948, Congressman Lyndon B. Johnson was laid up for a period with a very brutal cold. His wife Lady Bird and others served as very effective speakers, and he went on to win a hard-fought race. I know of a case of another candidate, Arch Moore, who was elected governor of West Virginia after surviving a helicopter crash. So just because a candidate is hospitalized or unhealthy doesn't mean it's a foregone conclusion he'll lose.
Well, John, obviously we know the polarization across the country and the polarization in the media, and there will be a lot of talk about the 25th Amendment, and I just wanted to get sort of a factual look at the 25th Amendment so when people hear the pundits talking about it, they understand it.
All right. The 25th Amendment was passed in the late 1960s, it is known as the Presidential Succession Amendment. Its functions are twofold. One, it puts into law what had been an informal agreement between presidents and their vice presidents for a long time before then. And that means when the president is incapacitated, say as when he goes under the knife for surgery, he turns over the powers of his office to his number two, who effectively becomes acting president. Richard Nixon served as acting president after a heart attack by President Dwight Eisenhower and after a mild stroke the president suffered. Similarly, when Lyndon Johnson had surgery, Hubert Humphrey was the acting president. And ditto for George H.W. Bush under Ronald Reagan when he had cancer surgery in his second term. The other part of the amendment is that if the vice president succeeds to the presidency, he or she can then designate a vice president that the Senate must give its advice and consent to. I might add that when a president is declared unable continue in his office for health reasons, the 25th Amendment can be invoked by the vice president and his succession to the top job can be ensured.
Post-debate polls are now being released. Thursday morning, NBC News national polling had Biden up 7.9 points over President Trump. Real Clear Politics showing Biden with a 6.6 lead over Trump. 538's national polling tracker gave Biden the 7.6 advantage. President didn't seem to gain any ground whatsoever in the debates, possibly lost some ground. What's your analysis as we move forward?
First of all, I do believe that the polls accurately reflect that the post-debate momentum is with Joe Biden. And it has very little to do with the debate itself, but with the media's interpretation of how candidates Trump and Biden acquitted themselves on national television. And, of course, the opinion of the punditocracy is almost unanimous. The president was rude, he interrupted, he had no consistent thought, and Joe Biden was a gentleman. That is their opinion, which is being repeated by a lot of people. There's two factors that lead this reporter to say that these numbers might have flaws in them. The first is the hidden vote. There's a lot of people, certainly as was the case in 2016, who just won't admit they're voting for Donald Trump. But obviously they do so when they're in the voting booth. The other is that Joe Biden, right now, by being cool, is holding on and appearing a front runner. But did Donald Trump lose the debate? It all depends on who you ask. Chuck Booth, a commentator and conservative activist from Nevada, said the president decided to use this format to speak directly to his base of supporters and try and rally them to the polls. He compared the president's performance and his refusal to abide by timeouts to the scene in Butch Cassidy in the Sundance Kid, when Butch is facing a much larger man and challenges him to a knife fight, and then says, but we have to go through the rules. The other man says, there's no rules in a knife fight, at which point Butch kicks him and effectively weakens and subdues him. That's what the president's goal was with Joe Biden, and to his base, he succeeded.
So, John, let's turn to the impact on the Senate and the Congress. A lot of business to attend to, including the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. We take pause for well wishes from Democrats, but as we can see in the Chuck Schumer tweet, it is a one-sentence pause, and then we're back into politics. Here's what he said Friday night. We now have two members of the Senate Judiciary Committee who have tested positive for COVID, and there may be more. I wish my colleagues well. So that's the nicety, and here's the politics. It is irresponsible and dangerous to move forward with a hearing, and there is absolutely no good reason to do so.
Well, I would just say that the distinguished minority leader of the Senate, Senator Schumer, should look a little bit more at the rules of the Senate. As long as there is a quorum of senators in the committee, they can move along, particularly if the chairman gavels that in. Now, what he's referring to are Senator Mike Lee of Utah and Tom Tillis of North Carolina, both Judiciary Committee members and both presently incapacitated by the coronavirus. Both could easily recover in a short time. Remember, the Judiciary Committee hearings on Judge Barrett's nomination don't begin until the 14th of October, so any judgments about Senator Tillis or Senator Lee not being in the job in 2 weeks is a bit premature.
That's the Supreme Court debate. Let's talk about the stimulus deal. New York Times reporting Speaker Pelosi said that the president's positive coronavirus test could change the dynamic and produce an agreement on additional pandemic relief, but a compromise remains elusive. The gist of it from Speaker Pelosi is that now the Republicans will take coronavirus more seriously.
Well, where do we start on this? You know, Rick, I sometimes think that our program every week is in reruns because we're saying the same thing that we were saying 3 weeks ago. Members of the Senate are on the verge of a compromise somewhere between the HEROES Act that has a $3 trillion price tag on it and the Republican alternative package, which is less than $1 trillion, and banks on the fact the economy is coming back. Nearly 500,000 jobs were created in the jobs report that just came out Friday. My guess is that they will move closer and that they will somehow find a compromise. But for now, they're still poles apart.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, we'll be following your tweets over the weekend for the very latest on the president.
We're all watching the president in the White House, and whatever we think of him, we wish he and Mrs. Trump a speedy recovery.
As we all do, John. Thank you. 7:18 Saturday morning update. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Looks like that accident on the ramp on the southbound GW Parkway to go inbound on the 14th Street Bridge has cleared and the travel lanes are now open there. Now, you will still find the paving work taking place on northbound 395 between Etzel Road and Seminary Road. Only the left lane squeezes by. Traffic quite slow through the work zone. That should be there till at least 8 o'clock this morning. Our street has been reopened in the district in Northwest between 13th and 11th Street. That utility work has been completed. But do keep in mind there is an accident now reported in Fairfax County on Braddock Road at Clifton Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
High pressure making for a delightful start to the weekend. Sunny skies. It will be cool out there. Highs today in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, clear and chilly. Lows in the 40s throughout the region. For your Sunday, plenty of sunshine. I think we'll have some afternoon and evening clouds coming in. Highs in the upper 60s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
46 degrees, 719, Saturday morning update.
We never thought 2020 was going to be this challenging, did we? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and during this difficult time, we need hope. We need a kind of hope that is not just wishful thinking, but rather hope defined as a confident expectation. Let's see hope when we see so many neighbors leaving their homes to exercise and pursue a healthy lifestyle. Let's see hope when we see diverse groups marching together in pursuit of justice and equality. Let's see hope when we see faithful police officers pursue their calling of caring for their neighbors and communities. We have a lot of outstanding problems in our world today, but let's see hope and have hope. Let's work together, play together, and let's dream together. At the Good Feet Store, we would love to help you find hope again. Let's see if we can help you work better, play better, and start dreaming without your feet getting in the way. The Good Feet Store is located in Fairfax, Leesburg, and Rockville, or visit us at goodfeet.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. Who's going to win the presidential election, and how should you change your investment strategy as a result? Half of those polled say they're going to alter their investments before November. Should you too? Let me give you the answer. Join me for a special election investment strategy webinar on Tuesday, October 13th at 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern. I'll show you what the election means for your investments and my three-step investment strategy that you need right now. The webinar's free. Just register at RickEdelman.com. That's RiceDelman.com. At Edelman Financial Engines, we've been helping folks just like you get through every crisis and every election since 1986, and we can help you through this crisis and this election, too. You'll be surprised at what I have to tell you in this webinar, so join me October 13th at 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern and learn what you need to be doing now in handling your investments this election year. Register now at RickEdelman.com. That's RiceDelman.com.
My favorite morning routine is stabbing myself in the eyes when putting my contacts in.
Oh my God, I was so pumped up today when my toddler stepped on my glasses, snapped them right in two. Awesome.
I finally got it down. Put my mask on, breathe, wipe my glasses off. Doesn't that sound great for the next 8 hours?
At LASIK Plus, we help free patients from the hassles of glasses and contacts so they can live life the way they want. Plus, act now and you can get $1,000 off LASIK, saving big on getting sight today. Our team has performed over 2 million procedures and treat every patient with the individualized care they deserve. Call LASIK Plus today at 844-337-2020 to schedule your free LASIK consultation. And remember our $1,000 off special when you're treated by the end of October. Get rid of your hassles and save today. That's 844-337-2020 or LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to Wavelight procedure with lifetime plan. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in October 2020 to qualify. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Cheryl Atkison joins us each week. She is the host of Full Measure, and that is tomorrow morning on ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. And she's also author of the new book, Slanted, which is coming out in November. Cheryl, great to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
There's been so much talk in the media over the president and Melania Trump now diagnosed with COVID-19. And as you look at some of the media stories, the angles, so many people are talking about what impact it will have on the campaign, positive, negative. As you assess it, what strikes you about it?
Well, that's yet to be determined, right? Kind of depending on how well President Trump does, and God forbid, does Biden also get something like it at any point. In the short term, maybe some people think this helps Biden. After all, people are talking about how frail he is and wondering if he's sick, but look who got coronavirus first, apparently. On the other hand, I've talked to a lot of doctors and scientists, some working for the government, who are operating under the assumption that you're immune once you have it and recover, although I know that's not universally being said definitively, but this is the assumption they're operating under, and that would make if he recovers, immune and able to operate rather normally, whereas Biden, if he doesn't get it, and before there's a workable vaccine, would have to be way more careful if he were running the country, not able to get as out and about as much. So I don't know how it's going to turn out, but there's a lot of things to think about, and we'll obviously in the next week to 10 days have a much better idea of where things go for President Trump.
I want to turn to a story you have tomorrow in Full Measure, and that is the topic of transgender athletes. And it's impacting high schools around the country, and they're both sides of the equation here. But you've got a story on it tomorrow, and what are you finding in terms of the competition?
Well, it's interesting because it's not as if every high school in America is struggling with this issue, but a lot of high schools are. And in Connecticut, there is a big challenge. We spoke to some of the young ladies who have brought this court challenge, specifically because a group of athletes, some of them switched from the boys' team to the girls' team, running as girls, and immediately sort of dominated the state championships in Connecticut. And the girls, while they say they appreciate how these athletes want to identify and support that socially, they claim it's a whole different story when you're talking about competing for athletics. But what I thought was really interesting about this story, kind of what drew me to it, is that this is not the normal breakdown of alliances. There are lesbian and gay advocates who normally stand behind transgender people on transgender issues, but not on this one. They're siding some of these gay and lesbian advocates with conservative women who say this should not be allowed in sports because they claim it takes away opportunities for women reserved for them in the 1970s Title IX civil rights law. And that's, you know, kind of where this dispute falls down and why it's crossing over with unusual alliances. We also, of course, talked to advocates who think this should be allowed. And in fact, one man I spoke to with an advocacy group says he believes transgender athletes should be able to just choose whatever team they want to take part in. And in some places like Connecticut, that's allowed without surgery or hormones, just on the basis of someone considered a boy or who always considered himself a boy and born as a boy, deciding one day that he wants to run or she wants to run on the girls' team. And it's a very ticklish, touchy subject. We try to address it and look at both sides in a way that's really interesting and informative.
Cheryl Atkinson, host of Full Measure, tomorrow morning, ABC 7, 10 o'clock. Cheryl, thank you as always. We're at 7:26, Saturday morning update.
Vince here. I loved everything about buying my dream car at Select Auto Imports, an Edmunds five-star dealer now for 5 years in a row. They've been in Alexandria for 34 years, and you can save 30% off of MSRP with their incredible selection of late model, low mileage luxury vehicles. Visit SelectAutoImports.com, and if you prefer to shop from home, they'll even deliver your vehicle. Select Auto Imports. Drive luxury for less and find out what drives you.
Did you know that homeowners now control $14.4 trillion in tappable home equity? Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this rise in appreciation has led to record numbers of people using their homes as ATMs. With the elimination of some HELOCs being tax deductible, credit card debt on the rise, and interest rate increases looming, now is the time to act if you're looking to fix your house up, eliminate PMI, or take cash out for any reason. Even if you're working with another company, use us as a sounding board to make sure you're getting the best deal for you and your family, whether a purchase or a refinance. And ask about our Hometown Heroes program. We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Last week is in the books, and now it's time to review the tape and prepare for this week. Get in on all the action with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. And this week, DraftKings has a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. Every run, pass, and catch means more with DraftKings. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Nothing adds to the excitement of watching the game quite like having a shot at millions of dollars in prizes. Download the DraftKings app now and use code DCWINS. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. Don't miss out on the Week 4 action. Enter code DCWINS to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code DCWINS only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Our homes today are like little cities full of different internetting boroughs, like the entertainment district in the living room or the virtual fitness center in the garage. And Xfinity Internet keeps it all running smoothly with the fastest speed to power all your devices at once. You get coverage around town, from the financial district home office to the spa. Plus, get added protection to help keep your Wi-Fi network safe, like an at-home police station.
Xfinity Internet keeps your little city humming with reliable speed, coverage, and added security. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $39.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. And get advanced security free with the XFi Gateway. Plus, add Xfinity Mobile and save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay. Ends 12/2020. Restrictions apply. New Performance Pro Internet 200 megabits per second customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary, not guaranteed. Wireless savings compares to averages of top providers. Xfinity Internet required.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Heather Curtis. President Donald Trump's doctor gives an update on the commander-in-chief's condition. Mr. Trump spent the first of what is expected to be a few nights at Walter Reed yesterday. Fox's Leland Vitter reporting from outside the hospital this morning.
The president is doing very well. He is not requiring any supplemental oxygen. That's key in the coronavirus. But in consultation with specialists, we have elected to initiate remdesivir therapy. He has completed his first dose and is resting comfortably. So the Regeneron antibody therapy is something that he got yesterday morning. He's had the remdesivir as well. Those are two experimental drugs. He's also taking zinc, vitamin D, the over-the-counter version of Pepcid, melatonin, and baby aspirin as part of his regimen.
The president himself giving an update from the hospital, tweeting, quote, going well, I think. Thank you, love. The president says, the White House rather, says the president will continue working from the presidential hospital suite. The president's former advisor, Kellyanne Conway, also tested positive for COVID-19, along with campaign manager Bill Stepien. Protesters in D.C. toppled a statue of Confederate General Albert Pike in June. Now Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton wants to make sure that statue that she calls divisive is never put back on federal land. A House committee passed her bill to permanently get rid of the controversial statue yesterday. WMAL Sports, the Lakers now have a 2-0 series lead in the NBA Finals after beating the Heat 124-114 yesterday. Up next, traffic and weather.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Mary Walter here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. With everything going on, there's never been a better time to get healthier in every way possible. Here's just one out of hundreds of our listeners who found success with EMP 180.
I'm Marjorie. I've lost over 30 pounds in 5 months, and I have more energy during the day. I'm sleeping better at night. I don't have any nagging backaches that I once had. My clothes fit great, and my neighbors are like, wow. And they can see the difference. I'm delighted with the results of my EMP weight loss program. The journey was just incredible.
With EMP 180, you can choose safe one-on-one appointments, 100% remote consultations and coaching, or hybrid appointments. Boost your immune system, feel stronger, and be empowered to live a healthier life. Go to EMP180.com or call 855-888-0180. 855-888-0180. EMP 180, empowering a healthier you.
WMAL Traffic, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Getting a report of a crash now on 395 southbound, just south of Washington Boulevard, where the right lane is taken away. You will also find that road work still in place northbound on 395, headed from Etzel Road to Seminary Road. Only the left lane gets through that paving operation. Traffic still quite slow through the area. Also in Fairfax, be aware that Braddock Road is closed between Clifton Road and Spring Valley Drive due to an accident with the down pole in the roadway. Watch for police direction through the area. Now from GarageDroidPair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
High pressure making for a delightful start to the weekend. Sunny skies. It will be cool out there. Highs today in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, clear and chilly. Lows in the 40s throughout the region. For your Sunday, plenty of sunshine. I think we'll have some afternoon and evening clouds coming in. Highs in the upper 60s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Did you know the hardest part of completing a home improvement project is finding someone to do it? Imagine if the hardest part of grocery shopping was finding a store that had food. That's crazy. At New Look, our goal is to make getting a new roof easy. We install one roof every hour, so you know we have the experience necessary, and we offer TPT, Total Price Transparency. We give line-by-line pricing, detailed measurements, and a 3D image of your roof, so you know exactly what you're paying for. Find out why over 40,000 homeowners have trusted New Look. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials, plus qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. Don't you wish everything was as easy as getting a New Look roof? Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. While we can't make everything easy, we can make roofing easy.
What are you thinking, Brian?
I'm thinking about Dorothy.
Dorothy who?
There's no place like home. That Dorothy.
Oh, the one with the shoes.
She went through all kinds of stuff, and all she wanted was to get back home.
Home is a special place.
And 1-800-GOT-JUNK makes it even more special.
By getting rid of what doesn't belong?
By getting rid of what doesn't belong.
Home is where the heart is.
And junk is wherever you find it.
Leave it where it is.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
And we'll make that junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
If you'd rather toss that junk outside,
we can make it disappear from there, too.
We do it your way.
Because you're the boss.
We love what we do.
Let us do it for you.
We'll give you back your big,
open,
magical home.
Because that's what you get when the junk is gone.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Saturday morning update, 7:36. President Trump resting comfortably at Walter Reed this morning. And we are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, Rick. Always great to be on with you. Thanks for having me.
And great to have you. First off, the national security implications of the president being in the hospital. And one of the things I've been trying to do this morning is to sort of play down all the hype, the media speculation, all of the extrapolation as to the, you know, dangers facing the country. I want to just put it all in perspective. Yeah. So what does it look like in terms of the national security implications?
Well, it depends often on the individual, and in this case, President Trump is very engaged. So I really see no diminution of his ability to, first off, have access to anything he needs regarding communications or information coming in both ways, so, especially being at Walter Reed. And for those who are familiar with the area, you know, up in the Bethesda area, and he's first off on a military facility. That is the most, modern military facility we have. The suite that he's in was designed just for this purpose. You know, there are people who spend a lot of time, Rick, just planning for these sorts of things to happen. So I can tell you for a fact that he has everything he needs that he would have at the White House, short of just physical access to people face to face. And secondly, the military, the government itself, all have people he's appointed to those positions which know their jobs. So, you know, I was, talking to Ben Carson a few days ago. I mean, this is no secret. It was on my social media. And, you know, Ben is kind of reiterated to me how independent they are as, you know, cabinet members. So he's picked good people to do the difficult jobs to run the government and the military. So, you know, I have every confidence that everything is going to be just fine. And, you know, Trump is a very hands-on guy, so I'm sure he's engaged talking to folks, and by all accounts, he's doing that very thing.
And I know you're working with Rutgers University on this whole notion of biological outbreaks, and what do you see in what you're working on?
Yeah, so the London Center is partnering with Rutgers University School of Business to examine kind of an all-hazards issue relating to What does the United States need to do to prepare for these sorts of things in the future? We were unprepared to actually cope with China because we left essentially the door completely open to China in all aspects, especially commercially, regarding what we were allowing them to manufacture and then for us to import here. And we're talking about things like pharmaceuticals, critical military intelligence and operational components that go in computers and weapon systems. I mean, those things are important. And then the business community itself found that it couldn't depend on China for certain resources like masks. So we can't allow it to happen. So we need to take a broader view, very factual, very meticulous, and go through and try to figure out a strategy for dealing with this. So that's simply what we're doing. And I think it's important for the American people to understand. And by the way, the government, we've offered the government to be involved in this. They've said they want to. So it's going to be something that I think everybody eventually, when it's done, will learn a great deal from. But in the meantime, you know, there's still things like the president having been, you know, hit by this thing and other things we have to deal with and just live with to get through.
Former FBI Director James Comey on Capitol Hill on Wednesday in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. What did you see as the highlights or lowlights of his testimony?
Yeah, well, I consider him kind of a domestic virus, if you will. I mean, ooh, this man is just horrible. I mean, I was just reading through some of his comments to prepare for our interview. And boy, it's, you know, my analogy on this is kind of medical. I mean, he's talked about the FBI investigation being sloppy and less than optimal. Can you imagine a surgeon talking about that as a post-op of a patient? Yeah, you know, we just didn't do that good a job of doing the heart replacement. But that's what we've got here with Comey. And there was a lot of, I don't remember or I don't understand. And boy, Comey understood a lot to write his book and be all out there in the media prompting things, but it's very strange now. So I think this is going to go two ways. First, they got McCabe coming up for a hearing, which is going to go through some of this. And secondly, and this links to Sidney Powell and some of the things going on, I think there's going to be more information that comes out as part of discovery for the Mike Flynn issue. It's very clear. And oh, by the way, Carter Page and I spoke about this a few days ago. It's on our London Center Thought to Action podcast now. It was just, the interview I did with Carter was just out yesterday, which relates to this directly. Carter was talking about what he's learned so far and what they're doing to try to discover everything that happened to him. And what's really peculiar here, you know, and it's no secret, Carter Page was essentially an asset of the American intelligence community, yet somehow he became targeted. Now, think about that, Rick. This man, despite whatever you want to think about him, was actually supporting our intelligence community, and they turned on him. I mean, this is not a Jason Bourne novel, per se, but it's up there with that sort of betrayal. So Comey had to make decisions on betraying a man, Carter Page, who was indeed actively trying to support the United States. He became a target of the United States.
You have a podcast that you have recently launched. Let us know a little bit about what's coming up on that.
So mention that. So it's out right now. We've got Carter Page, the latest interview I did with Carter. We're going to have a number of other folks. I've been speaking with a number of people that we've invited to come on. We'll see if they come on. I've got verbal commitments. I was talking to Tulsi Gabbard the other day about coming on, talk about some of the issues of digital media and big corporations. We've got just talking to Sidney Powell the other day. Sidney is a former senior fellow at London Center. She's obviously actively engaged defending Mike Flynn. So we're looking at having a few folks. These things are very, you know, very short. Not as short as our interview, Rick, but short, about 10 minutes. And we try to get a lot of factual information about what's going on currently and how to actually hopefully take thought and take action to do something to resolve it.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, as always, thank you so much.
Hey, Rick, thank you.
7:43, we're going to check the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
The accident on 395 southbound at Washington Boulevard quickly cleared away, and it looks like they are picking up that road work northbound on 395 between Etzel Road and Seminary Road. Delays have eased, and looks like lanes are now open. In College Park, keep in mind that due to a water main break, northbound Route 1 remains closed between Hollywood Road and Cherry Hill Road. Northbound traffic needs to turn right onto Hollywood Road, and traffic can go left on Rhode Island Avenue and left on Edgewood Road to get back onto Route 1. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
High pressure making for a delightful start to the weekend. Sunny skies. It will be cool out there. Highs today in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, clear and chilly. Lows in the 40s throughout the region. For your Sunday, plenty of sunshine. I think we'll have some afternoon and evening clouds coming in. Highs in the upper 60s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
46 degrees at 7:44. KT McFarland is coming up, but first we're going to talk to Eric Stewart. Thank you for joining us on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. We're joined by Eric Stewart. He pops in from time to time, give us an update on the real estate market, what's going on in town. And, of course, Eric hosts Pointing You Home every Sunday morning right here on WMAL. He is with the Eric Stewart Group and has decades of experience in real estate. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, we've seen some interesting indicators in the economy, but what are we seeing in the real estate market in terms of how they're reacting to interest rates, COVID? What's going on out there?
Rick, what a great question. We have seen prices climb 10% this past year from August of 19 to August of 20. And even though we're now in September and going into October, where we normally see prices kind of falter as we go into the fall, we're not seeing that. We're seeing a lack of inventory. We're seeing actually less homes on the market right now by 25 to 30% compared to just a year ago. And that was down from the year before, which was down from the year before, which was down from the year before. So we're in a very strong bull market. We have not seen all of the legs of this market yet. I'm predicting, and I think if you're listening today and you've got a property, you're feeling like I just need to sell it now before the election, or I need to sell it, you know, before winter comes in, I would just tell you, if you haven't gone to the market yet, sit back, give yourself 5 months, don't sell your property yet. The market's going to be phenomenal next spring, I believe, based upon the interest rates, which are going to stay where they are, according to Chairman Powell. He's saying we're going to keep things there for the next couple years. This is going to keep this engine rolling. The cost of money is cheap, even though people's income, your income, my income, is not really jumping necessarily. The cost of money is cheap, which makes affordability increase, which is causing the buyers to be out looking. And we've got a lot of seniors who've decided, I don't want to move into a retirement community. I'm going to stay where I am and live in place. Okay, good, fine. But that means a lot of the stock, the housing stock that would have been replenishing this market, is not coming on the market. That's further exacerbating the demand over supply that's causing prices to climb. And Rick, one more thing. Again, just do not undersell your homes. If you are thinking about selling, do not undersell your home. Please attend my webinar series coming up. Rick, if you don't mind, I'm just going to mention this because it's great information on how to sell your home for top dollar and how to time the market, how to prepare your house, how to price your home, all of this. If you sign up at ericstewartgroup.com, we've got it very easy right on the homepage. Just go to register, and you'll see a place where you can save your seat. We have had an excellent response to this, and a lot of our prospects that are coming in are still 3 or 4 or 5 years out, all good. You're 10 years away from selling. You want to get some insight into this market. Come and be a part of this. It's an hour long, each one of these. And you come for anyone you want, just sign up today at ericstewartgroup.com. And if you can't wait and you need some advice right now, call our toll-free number, which is 1-800-900-9104.
So you had advice in there for sellers. What do you advise a buyer right now?
Well, believe it or not, now is the time to buy if you're a buyer. Even though there's a lot of competition for buying and the market doesn't have a lot of inventory, you are risking paying more next year by not buying today. If you're buying, buy now. Look hard now. Recognize that there's going to be a little bit weaker market as we head deeper into the fall, even though it's going to be marginal this year compared to most fall markets. Look for that opportunity. And if you want, we have a guide called the Buyer Ready Guide that we've created, which we'll give out for free to any of your listeners. We'll ship it out, no postage, nothing. We'll send it out to you. Just to help you get an idea on how to approach that market. You can also download these resources at ericstewartgroup.com. We've got a webinar on selling your home for top dollar coming up this week. It's October the 6th. That's Tuesday at 1:30 in the afternoon. A week later, Tuesday at 1:30, on how to prepare the condition of your home. On the 20th, we're doing timing the market, where I'll discuss how to enter the market for the best timing. You know, I'm telling you, don't sell now if you don't have to sell. Wait until February of next year, and I'll go over that on my October 20th, 1:30 timing the market webinar. And lastly, if you want to see pricing, how do you consider, what are the six factors of pricing your home? We'll discuss those. I'll answer all the questions that you have. Last time we had 50, 60 questions, great questions, and went back and forth with a group of prospects just talking about how they can consider the whole market. That will be on the 27th. All of the webinars will have open-ended question time. You'll have a chance to request free information from us. We'll mail it out to you at no charge.
Eric Stewart, and you can find out more at the ericstewartgroup.com website. Thank you very much, Eric. It is 7:50, and we are now joined by KT McFarland. And, of course, she is the former Deputy National Security Advisor at the White House, the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. KT, it's wonderful to have you with us this morning.
Great to be with you, too.
Thank you. Well, you worked closely with President Trump at the White House. Tell us what the media is not telling us about how he works, his energy, his stamina, what we need to know.
Well, he may be in his 70s, but he's got extraordinary stamina and energy. I mean, much more than I do. During a regular day, he's up at midnight. He's up until midnight. And you know he is, because you're getting phone messages from him. And then he's back at it at 6 a.m., where he's calling you again, watching the morning shows. All Trump does is work. His one hobby is golf, and even then he plays with business people or political people. So with President Trump, he really will be working, and he'll especially be working the phones. But I would like to say one thing. The press, I mean, I've been rereading all those wonderful Harry Potter books during the lockdown, and the press remind me of Lord Voldemort, the one who would not be named. They are consumed with Trump hatred, and they won't let anybody or anything or any shred of decency stand in the way of their one driving ambition, which is to destroy Trump. The real villains right now, they're not even the Democrat politicians. I mean, most people expect politicians to lie, to cheat, to steal, to exploit everything to their advantage. But the press? I mean, we always thought they were the good guys. They're supposed to be above that. You know, even if you don't like some of them, you think, well, maybe they're driven by ratings and profits and going after Trump. But no, I think it's now, it's a real Trump derangement syndrome. And the problem with it is they're tearing the country apart. The Russia hoax, impeachment, COVID, now Trump tests positive. One Washington Post writer even gleefully looked forward to the day when Trump was no more. Look, I used to respect the journalists, but now nearly, what is it, high 80% of the American people distrust them and think they're biased. But it's not just Trump. I mean, they're toxic. They have a toxic effect on people who listen to them and read them. And I think it's making people sick. So I can't wait to cancel my subscriptions to all of them the minute the election is over.
Well, the irony is that the media and the Democrats put all of the blame for the division in this country at the feet of Donald Trump. And in fact, it is their constant attacks that they began the day they came down the escalator to announce the run for the presidency. That hatred began and it has continued. And they keep talking about Trump putting fuel on the fire. But, I mean, they're the ones that have the gasoline tanker.
Look, Donald Trump was elected to drain the swamp. They're the swamp. And so, of course, they're fighting back. But the way it spills out into the – and it affects anybody. I mean, if you read a steady diet of this stuff, you're depressed after an hour of looking at the news or reading the press. It just is such a downer. It's so negative and hateful and horrible and hatred of the country and hatred of the president. I just think it's making the entire country sick. And the Europeans and other parts of the world, they're looking at us like we're nuts. Because for them, you know, the coronavirus, it's a healthcare crisis. It's not a political crisis. It's not political, whether you wear a mask or don't wear a mask, or whether you were in a crowd or not in a crowd. So I think that again, it's yet another thing that the press, initially to drive up ratings and make money for themselves and become famous over it, but now it's just become a real sickness. And so I think they're doing so much harm to the nation.
All right, I wanted to turn to your thoughts on the debate and in the aftermath of the debate. Some interesting poll numbers came out.
Yeah, look, I think everybody agrees. They all sounded like jerks. It was a terrible format. Chris Wallace favored Biden, and he lost control pretty quickly. But the fascinating thing for me was the post-debate poll from Telemundo, which is the Hispanic television station. They had a 10,000-person poll, so a pretty big poll. And nearly 70% said they thought Trump won the debate. Now, I think that spells big trouble for the Democrats. They think they own the Hispanic vote. So the Trump strategy, the campaign strategy so far, has been go after Hispanic and black voters. You could see that from the Republican convention. And especially tout his economic success with these groups, and including justice reform and Family Care Act. And these are traditional Democrat talking points, but actually Trump did something. He didn't just talk about it. Trump doesn't have to win the majority of these voters. He just has to improve on the percentages, like a 10 or 20% increase of these voters in the swing states makes the difference between having them go for Democrats or Republicans. So I think it's a pretty brilliant strategy that could make an amazing difference. And if the Telemundo poll is any reflection of it, I think that Biden may be in for a longer night than he thinks.
You mentioned Hispanic votes, and I know you are in Florida these days. Your daughter, Fiona McFarland, running for the Florida House, District 72. And I wanted to get what you feel is going on the ground in Florida. What are you seeing as trends there?
All right. Well, she ran in a Republican primary. You're great to ask, by the way. It's FionaForFlorida.com for all of your listeners who are interested. She ran in a Republican primary in Florida. She's a Navy Reserve officer, Navy veteran, lieutenant commander in the reserves, young mother. And she won the Republican primary narrowly. And now she's courting a lot of independent voters. And the fascinating thing, not only about Sarasota on the western coast of Florida, but all over Florida, 1,000 people a day are moving from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut to Florida. That's not counting people who are coming to Florida from other states. And amazingly, Florida has a very late registration date. You have until tomorrow, October 4th, to register to vote in Florida. And most of these new people, they're registering as independents. It is the ultimate swing vote in the country's main swing state, and nobody knows how they're going to vote. I mean, past practices, past polling doesn't really indicate. And then the fact that they're all newly registered, they're not really getting into the current polls. So the polling is all over the place. And what my daughter is finding, going door to door, with a mask on, I might add, is that there are a lot of undecided voters, or there are a lot of people who are going to split their ticket. So, again, I think that it's the ultimate swing state. It's the ultimate swing vote. And any polls you read about where Florida is or likely to go, I think they're inaccurate because they have so many brand-new registered voters.
We've got about a minute left, KT. Something we see at CPAC every year is the youth interest in the Republican Party. What are you seeing in Florida?
Well, what it is it's a lot of it is breaking down on economic grounds. And so Hispanic, you know, small business people, young people, they're actually much more open to Republican ideas than the Democrats. But what I'm seeing, not just in Florida, but across the country, and again, my daughter's in her early middle 30s, and so she's connected with a lot of candidates around the country who are young people, and especially military veterans. I look at the current leadership, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Chuck Schumer's, all the Republicans and Democrats. I mean, they're old, they're stale, they're angry, and they haven't really made things work for the country. But this next generation that's coming along, especially the military, the former military officers and enlisted personnel, they're really cool. And they've already taken the oath to defend their country with their lives. So they're pretty uncorruptible. And I must say that it gives me enormous confidence and faith in the future. Fiona is in Sarasota running for the Florida State House, and the other representatives are all young. They're all in their 30s and 40s. And so it's a very future-looking Republican Party, but I think it's also a generation of leaders that are going to turn out to be the greatest generation since the last greatest generation.
K.T. McFarland, the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. It is always an honor to have you with us, K.T. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for the Saturday morning update. The 8 o'clock news coming up next for the very latest on the condition of President Trump this morning.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.